Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
የዓለም ጸጥታ አዋኪና ለሰላም ጉዳይ መሰናክል የሆኑትን ሁሉ አይነተኛ ችግሮች እዚህ ላይ ልንጠቅሳቸው እንፈቅዳለን።
Since the beginning of modern civilization, generations of weakness and inherited the only conflicts of world wars. But behold the marriage supper of the lamb and bridegroom unto his bride. Then shall the earth's children know the true expression of one love. Then Mother Earth shall honeymoon in peace, forever eliminating aspirations, lust, and anguish.
Chief.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. And thank you for listening, everyone. And I wish everybody had a glorious and happy new year. Happy 2012 to everybody. You'll all have a new year filled with unlimited blessings and unlimited abundance and unlimited love. Just for all you know, I have a very special guest coming on next week. I think I had him on, was it last year? Maybe 2 years ago. After time sure goes by fast. Nick Redfern. And he has his new book coming out, or actually is out, which I've been reading. It's called Keep Out. It gets into multiple things that are hidden, and he goes into disclosure of, with things that have been held back from the government, as notoriety as the Area 51, Hangar 18, the Montauk chair or facility, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm going to have him on my show. And it's definitely a book you're going to want to check out. It's quite entertaining in itself. It's almost like like a mini encyclopedia of the things that they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. Anyway, this is going to be an interesting show I'm having today, and I think it's only perfect for its timing. I think everything has its perfect timing, as they say. I was recently asked, actually, to have somebody who was actually quite well-known, pretty well-known internationally, to be a guest on my show, and I had to, and it was regarding to the issue of Illuminati, and to my friend's surprise, I declined, and I had to explain why. In fact, maybe I should, but this is sort of my explanation. I didn't think I was going to do this, but now I think I will, because I'm pretty frank in what I do say. So, basically, and I won't mention the person's name. I said, I watched Much Dub So-and-So on his YouTubes. Okay, you know it's a he now. The person wanted to come on. And I don't think he will fit my format. I've tried to change my format in the latter months. And, of course, this year, and I wish to continue the direction of my show where it's going. Basically, my format is more spiritually based with a recognition of oneness of our human consciousness. My aim is solely to increase the frequency of the individual as well as humanity at large, along with the recognition of the esoterics. And, of course, other than this, I will have many other people on my show to expand their awareness while having elements of oneness without any of the us versus them theme or implication. Outside of this, I will have also exopolitics like UFO stuff, along with scientists and other esoterics and artists and musicians and authors and so on and so on. So, basically, that was what I said. And so now you know where I'm heading to. It was really quite simple, to me anyway, why I declined. And now you see why I did decline. Hopefully you do. Probably will at the end of the show. I don't know how far this my show will go in today, as I will just say how it is. I'm not going to put a timing or a clock. I'll do what I can to keep it within the hour or what it is. And it might come short, might come long. So it's just the way it is, isn't it? Because the universe is sort of perfect. But anyway, And after this, my friend said this to me, you know, about wanting to come on. I was wondering, I wondered how many that I know have used the word, oh, they're somehow awakened. Awakened from what? Because they are aware of the existence of particular groups who are trying to control the world. Is that being awakened? Maybe, yeah, I would say that's more like being an aware. I wouldn't say that's totally spiritually awakened, because it's not just the information that you know, it's also how you utilize that information and what the intended use is, which has a lot to do. So, is it to be aware of the existence of particular groups of people who are trying to control the world? And there are certainly many who have tried. This is a historical fact. It's always been shown that what happens to those, who seek the illusion of absolutism and control. You know, that there are always people who have always tried to control the world. You know, I mean, the Romans and Hitler and, I mean, countless of dictators and kings and so on and so on and so on. And we have that, they just change the players. And that you should be aware of, but then why? So now I ask you, so now are you awakened because you are aware of these conspiracy groups? Are you really awakened only to find yourself in another illusion of separatism and control? See, you can be aware of something, but are you really awakened in a spiritual context? I would personally say no. You only have just a surface of some situations, and you're aware of that. But the sad thing is, it isn't. This is what I find so humorous, and perhaps more sad than that. There are those who cheer and shout from their Apple box that we are all asleep, or somebody's asleep, unless we agree with them or acknowledge them. And I did say them, because it's always been them, right? It's always been those folks, them. It's always the other team or the other ones that are different or the ones that are manipulating things. It's them. It's us versus them. It's that mentality of them, us versus them. Someone versus someone. Libs versus conservatives, Dems versus GOP, etc. Color, white versus black, black versus white, yellow versus white, so on and so on and so on. You know, ethnicities go on and on. Germans, French, Jews, Arabs, Pakistanis, you know, Indians, Hindus, Muslims. I mean, it doesn't end. Catholics, Protestants. And yet it even goes in from not just religions, ethnicities, and of course castes. There's always, of course, the class warfare. It never ends, does it? There's always them. Us versus them. So, the question is why? There's always been someone versus someone. But even with this, it is illogical in reality of humanity to even think of something like that. Yeah, we live in the illogical now, don't we? What one thinks that they see or smell, taste, hear, is that the reality? Is it? Is it reality that we see things for what they are or smell them? Or this is our perception of things? And I have spoken much about perceived assumptions in my past shows. I have talked about perceptions and the reality that they simply are. In fact, I have had many physicists on my show who explained how perception could even influence the determination and outcome of an event. They also explained how perception is skewed by our own prejudice. The prejudice is your belief system and is limited because you cause and effect beliefs versus perception influence one another. What you assume is the reality, which is, certainly is, an assumed reality. But what is real? What is the reality? What is the reality of the individual and humanity at large? I mean, to answer this, or rather, a greater understanding, is to really get out the old solvent to remove the illusions of us versus them. The universe is indeed the reality. And the universe is indeed infinite, the reality. We are all connected to everything, physically, spiritually, reality. First, so what is why? Why is the why? And what will be for what it is the reality. So, why is it we place these assumptions of division, hate, them, us versus us, or us versus them mentality? Why is it? I mean, I will certainly agree on the surface of things, there are groups of people who, for the obvious, seek power. Or the illusion of power. The illusion of their power and the more illusion to seek more control, which is their power. Or illusion of power. I mean, what happens? How far, what could do they control? I mean, there was a famous book by Kurt Vonnegut called, and it was one of my, actually my favorite book by him, called Sirens of Titan. Do read it. It tells a story that's sort of ironic. It's sort of very much of satire. And it has so many layers of people who think they're in control. This person's controlling them, that one controlling them. There's always somebody controlling somebody. And it goes up in layers like a hierarchy. Until ultimately you find in this book that it's an alien craft that crashed in one of the planets in our solar system, I think planet or maybe a moon, and they need parts for their spaceship. So they manipulate, they control humanity in the most weirdest situations to send signals back to their home planet to get more parts. Like, hey, we need a World War II, so we need a new exhaust system. So I find it sort of humorous the way that was showing how people consistently think they're in control, who are in control, aren't in control, when you don't have control. The only thing you have control is your choices. You'll always choose. You choose not to choose, so you're always in control. You may think you don't have the wheel, but you do. I'm not going to get into this because this is another show I've done in the past. It's about choices. We all make choices. But there have been always kings and queens. And there's always been clerics of all major or even some minor organized religions that have desire for control. Think about it. I mean, you go through every situation and every place, even today, from presidents to prime ministers to governments to clerics. You can literally see everything is desired for control. And the control can be utilized through what? You know, media, of course, fear, division, us against them, more bombing, more killing. I hate them. They hate us. We draw our line. This is our border. No, that's our border. This is our land. No, that's their land. This is our land. That's them. They took it away. No, that's ours. It's ours in the first place. No, it's ours in the first place. Or it's because they hate us. or I don't like their religion, they don't like our religion, it's my religion is the right way, the only path, the one. And all that's for manipulation and control. Then you have, of course, the fear, the economics that's utilized for control, the illusion of our monetary system used for control. Oh, you're going to lose your house. May I make you work harder? Oh, you lost your job. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. What now? No money in the bank. What now? Oh, my God. Healthcare went up. This went up. This price, that went up. Food went up. Energy is going to go up. How much is gas? See the anxiety, the fear? Control. By using control, it's manipulating your belief systems. And what is the fear? There's fear. And the one element is hate. But what is the core cause, the core of hate and fear? It's really all simple. Division. You divide something. Eventually, you think they're two parts, so they're somehow different. This is why I know I hear a lot of people use the thing called duality, and I never use duality because in reality there's no duality. How can there be duality when everything's connected? There's everything symbiotic. Not duality. There's time might be, like some people use the word time can be considered duality because there's two things happening at one time, but then those are interrelated, so it's really symbiotic in reality. There's really no such thing as duality. It's impossible. How can you have duality when everything is effectively connected and affects each other? There's no duality. Duality is making the assumption that there's a division between people or a division between things, a division between concepts. In reality, even the words I speak in concepts in itself has been diluted so you and I can hear it at our lower frequency and our perception to understand these things. So, it's the core of this. And the hate is basically comes from the core of division. So is the element of fear. And yes, I would agree, totally agree. Yes, there are those people who are Illuminati, of course. Of course, there's a lot of disinformation put out about the Illuminati. And wouldn't you think those folks who are throwing the fear of Illuminati are also projecting what? I mean, it's okay, I agree, saying, hey, be aware of this people who are part of us, who are trying for whatever, in their own little way, in their own assumption, that they can actually create some sort of control. And be aware of it. But to go beyond that, beyond being informed of that, and if you do it in a propensity of projecting hatred toward them, or that they're separate from you, that's where I draw the line. That's where it is an illusion. It's the same thing with banksters, as they say. And by the way, all these things that I'm talking about, like I'll say Illuminati, banks, bankers and all that stuff, are banksters. They're part of us. They're basically a reaction of us. We, by choice, allow it. But also, it's correspondent to our all consciousness and all humanity. Charles Manson, when he was in prison, and there's a famous quote he had said, and here he was, sick as he was, he did say something was absolutely correct. I am what you created. I grew up an institution. He did. He grew up basically. They threw him, because he didn't have his parents, they threw him in, couldn't put him in a foster home, so they put him in a reform, actually like a jail. He literally grew up in a jail system. So society created that him into a monster. But when he said we are us, them, I think you can take that broader. Even the most sickening of people that have done darkest of dark things, they are part of us. that is part of all of consciousness. That is the reality. So when I talk about, yes, there are Illuminati, of course, and there is a lot of information, but there is a lot of disinformation out there. And that is purposely put out to cause an infatuation, to create you anger and upset, to make you want to just have a revolution. So what would you do? Replace one with another? You're not really changing anything. There's always going to be that because you never took care of what? The core problem. You're going to always have a hate division situation, no matter what. I remember somebody asked me, oh, what about communism and da-da-da. It's not so. Well, I lived in a kibbutz when I first went to Israel. And even there, there was supposed to be absolutely perfect, right? There, nobody, each, everyone's equal, right? By human nature, because of, and they call it human nature, but it's because of their belief system of human nature. Not really human nature, it's just what's been consistently been taught and bred of division and looking at things in a finite capacity, that they end up having, serving their own selfish capacities. Now, there's a lot of disinformation put out there, like I said. And there are banksters, and yes, there are families called the Windsors, and there's the Rockefellers. And, of course, there's the Rothschilds, whose real name is Bowers, and there are, of course, the Morgans, and so on and so on and so on. And there's the Bilderbergs, and check them out. There's CFR. There's Triad Commissions. Those are actually reality. Those things do exist. But why do they exist? Why are they there? Because they're a product of us. They're part of us. It's not because we don't do anything and have a revolution of it. It's because we have still living in a myth of believing in a issue of division between us. That is why all the sages point to one endeavor, love, which I'm going to get to at the bottom of my show. Now, yes, I will also adhere to, and this is what the late great George Carlin once said, there are the real owners. And it's a private club, and you ain't one of them. And the real owners run the governments, not the politician, etc., etc. This does exist. And not to believe it is actually putting your head in the sand. That's a reality. It's like the reality of our monetary system is based upon fractional banking, which has no standard and is actually owned by private banks and or basically owned and run. And the private bank majors are the Rockefellers, Morgans, and Windsors. And there's actually a good book to read. I believe it's called The Monster on Jekyll Island or something like that. You can probably Google it up. It's gets into teaching what that is and etc. Trying to think what it was. Sort of bugs me. Good thing I got a computer, huh? Right? I think it's The Monster in Jekyll Island. But I hear I'm doing this on. Yeah, that's what it's called. The Creature from Jekyll Island. I can't believe I did this off the internet here real quick. But anyway, it's written by a brilliant man named G. Edward Griffin. And it's this true story of how the Federal Reserve was created and what it is. I mean, I highly suggest reading that, but that's not the issue I'm going to talk about, right? That just tells you what. It's not why. And that's not really the what. That just tells you the actors. So here's the what. And they really are of us. This is the what. We, of course, are them. In the spiritual reality, yes, there again, banksters and Illuminati and politicians and blah, 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 blah. And there will always be someone who is different from you, looks a little weirder than you, may seem different than you. But that's not that, but they aren't different than you. In reality, you're the same. In reality, you're all connected. In reality, physically, within our atomic field, we're 99.9% or 999% space, right? So we're basically space. Well, it's air, space. Space. We have a bunch of carbons and atoms, and when our bodies go, it just goes to the ground and gets converted over, right? Physically. And then both physically and spiritually, we're nothing but energy. I mean, physically, we're energy, because at all atoms, well, matter is all energy, right? And we have energy vibrating around us. We produce heat. We consume energy and then regurgitate. We just transform one energy to another. This is on the physical side. Even we have motion energy, there's constant movement. With our spiritual essence, we have a vibrating frequency within us. That's a spiritual energy. And all these energies do exist. And some of them within nature, they don't even know, understand. They understand maybe 5% of the universe, or just 5% of the energies. Is why? Because we've limited ourselves the way we look at things. I mean, look at, we use a finite methodology to determine and learn about a universe that's infinite. Instead of utilizing a infinite understanding of the universe, therefore, and apply that with an infinite experimentation, thus we would get, which would be an approximation of what the universe is. And this is what the hint of quantum physics is, but it's hard for people to actually apply that. Look at our medicine, where we apply finite ways to determine, we use an infinite way of understanding our bodies by utilizing, looking at energy to get our diagnosis. For example, we use for diagnosis, I'll give you an example. You know, like you do your MRIs, your CAT scans, x-rays, ultrasounds, that's all off of energy, right? But then to give you the therapeutic of it, they use a Newtonian way of looking at your body, like it's body, like it's a car part. Yet it's all energy, transformations. What is our DNA? It's not, it's a map of things, but there's energy going back and forth, translating information. Energy, which has a frequency. And this energy, the frequency, is a fact that we know now that we're all connected, both in a physical form as well as spiritual. Thoughts are indeed things. It wasn't not incorrect what Buddha said, that famously said, how our thoughts our thoughts are literally our world. I mean, what's that famous quote? Buddha once said that we are what we think, and all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Think about that. So, again, we're just physically frequency, spiritually energy, vibrating at a frequency. And you're all simply connected to one another and to all things. This is the reality. What is this reality? The humanity in reality is just simply one consciousness. Catch my drift? So, it is absolutely illogical, as one great sage once said, is that when we come into these bodies, we perceive and lead by our senses, but in reality, our senses are limited, thus is our understanding of the universe and ourselves. You cannot see energy. Can you? But you know it exists. You can't see love. but you know it exists, right? How? What is so amazing is people who call themselves awakened or spiritual yet speak from a premise of division and hate. Or even fear. That sort of surprises me. When I bring this up to their faces, they'll respond, "What? Me? Hate? I don't hate, really?" So why do they keep on projecting fear and hate toward so many groups who are maybe actually trying to control things or are actually accused of consistently called that they control things? More now is, of course, the Illuminati and the Freemasons. And, of course, some who have for their own hatred toward Jews, they have implied Zionists. Or those who don't like Christians as Christians. Or those who don't like Muslims as Muslims. Or those who don't like Hindus as Hindus. There's always somebody. Whatever. It's them. It's got to be them. Those banksters, those bankers, it's them. Those GOP, you know what they're doing. Those Democrats, oh, they control the media. Those liberal media. Those conservatives. Fearmongers, warmongers, so on. Them. Get it? What does that do? Look what 9/11 did. You know, the reality is humanity, universe sort of creates things. I believe everything has a perfect common denominator. The universe constantly creates situations for and betterment for ourselves. And in 9/11, what happened? It was a catastrophe, right? What it does. This is like a Hopi say. I remember a Hopi saying this. The reason why there's catastrophes is to bring humanity together. It forces them come to terms how we're all connected, to work together, to be realize we're one. In 9/11, when that happened, there was a unity amongst even Americans, black, white. Didn't matter what you were, or religion, what nationality. If you were on that tower, didn't matter. Or if you had a relative or a loved one or a friend who was there, it didn't matter. Well, they are all humans. They all carbon machines. They all had souls. They're all the same. In that time, we got together. And then what happened? What was the method that used that Bush came out with instead of, hey, united country, wow, handed on a silver platter to him? He could have been the greatest president ever, right? What do you do? Division. Them. We're going to change it. You know, hatred. War. The war against terror. Which is, what the hell is that? The war against terror. It's like, yeah, of course. Nobody likes terror. Right? How about the war against hate? How about the war against war? That's like the, what was it? The irony, somebody, I forget who said this, comedian made a joke about fighting for peace is like fucking for virginity. Isn't that ironic? It's sort of the same thing, isn't it? Now, is it in reality, it's us. They are us. The liberals, the Democrats, the Illuminati, Freemasons, Jews, Zionists, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever, banksters, GOP, Democrats, conservatives, you know, no haters even, robbers, rapers, murderers, killers, I'm going to name them all, the things that maybe even the ones, obvious ones that people really don't like. In reality, they're part of us. In reality, they are us. That's the reality. They are us. Them are we, and they are us. Since all humanity, in reality, is really one consciousness. Then, is that it? It's without saying. How can there be even a feeling or understanding that there's some kind of separation. But we live by that. I mean, what is cancer in the body? It's basically, a group of cells think they're separate from the rest of the body. So think about humanity is like a human. This is, by the way, why humanity is looked at as man. There's a lot of things in the Bible, for example, thou man, humanity. It's meaning like we're all connected, even a drawing. It's like we're all part of each other, so it's like little cells working together. We're all affecting each other, right? So if one element of us, which is the body, feels like separated, it becomes a cancer situation. And this has been going on thousands of years. It also happens within Earth. This is why there's a reaction. Earth, we've like destroyed part of Earth, right? But you don't think Earth just rectifies it, fixes itself? People call it global warming, but is it really global warming or climate change? Or the Earth saying, screw you, humanity. We're going to be around whether you like it or not. You came here in a bleep. We will always adjust back to what the Earth is, with or without humanity. Humanity can just turn into a bunch of carbon and other energy and reconvert it into another configuration, or learn to live with Earth. That's basically what's going on, right? And it gets worse and worse because it's keep the mirror thrown on our face, and humanity gets more and more as time progresses for certain esoteric and obvious reasons. The Earth and our universe has been consistently telling us what the answer to our present situation is. That is, it has been the same issue for thousands upon thousands of years, which we as humanity is just a bleep existence for humanity in this realm called Earth. But the answer is there. But are we listening? Hell no. We have been living from generation to generation under the illusion and an assumption that we are separated. We have been living under the assumption and illusion as if Earth is separated from us. It isn't. We have been living under the illusion and assumption that we are somehow separated from the universe. But it isn't. We have been living under the illusion and assumption that we are somehow separated from nature. But we aren't. We have been living under the illusion and assumption that we are separated from God, Allah, the Creator, or whatever known name used for its illusion of personification in some form, deity, as opposed to the reality, the infinite reality, the Creator and the Creator are one and the same. It's infinite understandings that we are all one of the same, thus why it's called one. We have been living under the illusion and assumption that we are somehow separated, and that the soul is separated even from the mind, separated from the heart, separated from each other, separated things. Have an illusion of duality when there is no such thing as duality, having the assumption that there's actually concepts. Another illusion. These are watered down concepts. Even when I'm talking to you is being watered down because I have to use words and you have to hear them. Watered down. Reality is the opposite direction where things are absolutely in an infinite capacity. With multiple dimensions, probably best word called multiverse is one physicist once called. We are in a multiverse. That's a reality. Okay, you know that kid that you think that's autistic? He literally or she may be seeing and have perceiving the reality and has problems communicating into our reality. But scientists, or let's say doctors and men, live under the assumption based upon a myth of finite understandings. They use what methodologies of experimentation. What's their experimentation? They go trial and they observe. They're observers. They observe. And what are you observing with your eyes, your nose, your ears? Hence producing an illusion. So what they do is they'll have a statistic. They'll have a whole bunch of experiments going over and over again. So they have a whole bunch of observations and they do statistics how many times it comes out the same way. which we already know that there's also influence on the experiments themselves based upon our thoughts. And it can go on and on in a quantum fashion, but that's another story. Anyway, we have been living under the illusion and assumption that we have to be compartmentalized, like our concepts and understandings into holes on a pegboard, to strive to place names of ideas and concepts in, rather than that understanding that making the infinite consciousness into some of the finite self itself is actually an illusion. It's watered down effect. But we have to deal with it. Like, I'm learning things right now of different concepts, but I realize to sort of explain to get the feeling what they're trying to gather is being watered down. But I understand that, because I know the ultimate truth, when you go heading that direction, is more an infinite capacity. If you look at that from your eyes of infinite, that's how even I teach some classes. I always start by teaching people to learn and see things from an infinite capacity, because that is when you see things for the reality of things around you and learn the esoterics. I don't care what it's Kabbalism, Taoism, any ism. The reality of those concepts, Buddhism, you have to look things in an infinite capacity. Otherwise, you have a blurred, diluted understanding. We have been living under the illusion assumption that we are separated from one another. Like cancer cells, we have been living under this illusion and assumption that we are somehow separated and divided. Yet, the very answer to our problems, to our present conditions, has always been there to utilize. The question remains, though, and I believe I may have said this in past shows, are we listening? Oh, I just said that earlier. This show. Now, we've always been given a choice, and the choice is not to choose is also a choice. I think I just said that maybe earlier today. Again, are we listening? The Earth and the universe, or the universe and Earth, has always been telling us how to fix our present conditions. But again, are we listening? Some assume by placing band-aids of charity and goodwill will indeed help matters. But tell me this. Will these band-aids ever cure the cancer? Nope. Will they? We've always had the opportunity to remedy, but are we listening to proceed with the remedy? It is not them that has caused our present condition. It's never been them. It's always and has always been and will always have been and will always be us. Us. We. Them is us. We. So, no more blame game, because it's the same old lame game. We are not of the new order, and there never will be one. That's another illusion. They can think there is, but the reality never will exist. Now, will it? What happens when you die? You reincarnate, and one day you're Illuminati, and next day you're the poor guy digging a hole. Reality. We have always been one world. One consciousness. One universe. One love. All we have to do is simply listen. I've talked much about what love is. Love is the reality of the experience that we're connected. That's love, unconditional love. You know, we're connected. That shows, that's why everybody keeps, all the esoterics, everything, it's all about love. Because it's getting, if him and he learns what love is, and you learn what love, you get to reality, it's experiencing your connection. What is love with God? You're realizing you're connected to the universe. When you love somebody, you're experiencing the connection with that individual. Love is always there. It doesn't go away and disappear. Love is the experience of coming to the realization of it. That's where you get, It's like learning something new. You're experiencing the connection. That's why it's always pushed throughout everything. Oh, you gotta love this. You gotta love that. Unconditional love. Why is it pushed? Because when you experience that understanding it, what does it do? It raises your frequency, you energy. Humanity rose up. When you create fear and division, it lowers humanity. Placing love as a theme of understanding and feeling that love raises the frequency, increasing humanity. So even those who are on the bottom, it's going to affect them some way. I mean, that's what's happening, literally what I believe what's happening in Earth. I believe like now, that's why this, I think the show was so poignant for today, is because 2012 is literally going through like a bell curve, where this Earth and this realm is actually going to have more positive energy as opposed to negative energy. So that's what we're coming into that asset. We're coming into that situation. So again, are we listening? It is all simply to listen. So now the why has become answered with the what. The how is what the universe is patiently waiting for. More hate does not subdue hate. More divisional thoughts and perceptions or perspectives doesn't subdue disunity and miscommunication of humanity. The opposite. Added fear will only manipulate for more darkness, more lowering of your frequency, humanity's frequency. But on the contrary, opening your hearts and listening to the universe, God in the universe, is telling us how to fix humanity's woes. Oneness with the universe, with nature, with each other, the reality with unconditional love is all that is needed. It is so simple. I don't need to write 400 books over it. Nobody does. There's so much like parables, it's ridiculous. People read for literally from the Bibles to Jesus to Buddha and all these old sages. They told these really things, but it came down so simple. Because they're trying to hit you over the head different ways, and because when you put a mirror, you don't see a mirror in front of you. It's so simple. It's right on your nose. It's love. It's so simple. It's no oneness with the universe, with nature, with each other, the reality, unconditional love. That's our experience. That's what's needed. Maybe they really want meant by one in God and loving God, which is unity, awareness of all, including ourselves. To love God is love with the universe, nature, each other, and ourselves. Not hard, huh? Not big speeches or big old sermons on the mount. Not long spewing 400 pages dogma. It's not Bhagavad Gita here. I got it real simple, didn't I? You didn't even have to write a book. Didn't have to read 400 pages. Didn't have to sit there and watch 400 YouTubes. This is one thing I told you. It's all that simple. Simple. Again, like cancers, we have been living under the illusion and assumption that we are somehow separated and divided. Yet the very answer to our problems, to our present conditions, have always been there to utilize. But the question remains, are we listening? We have always been given choice. The choice is to not to choose is a choice. Again, are we listening? The universe and Earth has always been telling us how to fix our present condition. But again, are we listening? Some assume by placing bannings of charity and goodwill indeed help matters. But will these bannings cure the cancer? We have always had the opportunity to remedy our situation. But again, are we listening to proceed with the remedy? It is not them that has caused our president. It is not them. It has always been, and it always will be, us. There's no more need for the blame game. Like I said, that's a lame, same, lame game. There will never, ever be a new world order. Don't worry. We'll never exist. We're already living in a new, in a world order. It's called one world, one consciousness, one universe, one love. That's the reality. We're not going to become something of an alter ego. That's an illusion. All we have to do is one thing. Simply listen. Listen to what? Earth. Change. Change the way we see things. Change our way we act. Look at things with love. Look at the reality of how we're all connected to one another. See how infinitely we are connected to one another. Experience the unconditional love between one another. That is the compassion. Why is it so important for compassion? Compassion literally is the experience of each other. It's love. Experience that we're all connected. That is the reality. So, I hope you understood that. Feel free to listen in when it goes in archives. You go in there if you've missed anything or want to re-hear that again. Please tell your friends. I think this, to me, is probably one of my most important shows I did. Predicated because it's the beginning of the year, but also because of the information on there. Most of what I told you I did write myself, just like, and I would say about half of it right now I've just been telling how coming off my head. I think it's just that important. I think these are the times for change. There's always things going to be changed, but I think humanity is slowly getting little by little. And maybe it is baby steps at humanity at large. But it takes one little pebble, you, an individual, to another person, to another person. Even to tell the David Icke's and them, you can listen to their stuff, but then think for yourself. Don't get suckered into the hate speech. Don't get suckered into their them out to get you thing. Because them as us. Because once they say them as they're separated from you, as if you have no choice in the matter, or you're supposed to somehow create a revolution against them, what would happen when you do? Replace them with another them? If you don't fix the cancer, it just recurs again. It's like if you have a cancer in the body, what are you going to do? Cut off the leg and it's still traveling along inside the bloodstream with more cancer cells. If you think yourself divided, that's cancerous. We don't have to think like that. It's choice. See, you do have control. You have control over yourself, whether you think so or not. You have control to make a choice. You may think the choices are limited because we have allowed by choosing to get those into those situations. We have also chosen our lives when we come into these bodies. We chose the bodies. We chose our parents. It's sort of funny when I was talking to somebody doing readings the other day, and I was explaining that, they're like, wow, I get it. It's really simple. We are all energy, real simple. We're all connected. See, I don't have to write 400 books. I mean, I really have books. I have actually a book I want to put out one day that basically lays things out, and it's real simple. But I'm telling you just verbally, I'm cutting to the chase, as they say. Telling poignantly what the reality things are. You'll have other people on other shows, and not saying anything negative to them, because that's everything. But everybody will put more fluff, as they say, on things. Put more sugar coating. You can make things more sweeter or more chocolatier or put more spices on it. But essentially, you stick it in your mouth and eat it. Get it? Eventually, all it is made up of energy, right? All that food you stick in your mouth, I don't care what it is, all it is, it goes into your body. It does have some toxins and things in it, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. I'm not getting into that. But basically, it's supposed to be energy for your body. Your body absorbs it, blah, blah, produce energy. Same thing here. I made it simple. because it really is simple. I'm not one to elude it, make things complicated. I'm trying to make, because in reality, things are simple. People out there make them complicated. People have purposely make things complicated for their own financial gain or their own, ooh, the secret. I can't let them know because, ooh. Some things are limited to understandings because some people aren't ready to understand them because it's like giving, you know, a shotgun to a child with 100 bullets in it and say, go ahead and have fun with it. So I understand that limitation. But what I'm talking about is the reality of how we all really are and what we need to do. And we need to reevaluate and change things. And it's baby steps. Again, look at your loved one. Look at your friends. Look at your neighbors. Look at your people that you sort of don't care for too much. They're part of you. You may hate their guts. You may not like them. They're still part of you. Whether you like it or not, that is the reality. If a meteor hits the city and wipes out your entire city, then you go, wait, you know what? I didn't want to hit them. I wanted to save you. No, it doesn't matter. If there are a bunch of aliens came to this planet and their food was humans, do they go, well, I'll pick and choose the human I'm going to eat? No, you're a human. Get it? When a bacteria attacks your body, does it go, wait a second, I don't know if that cancer or some other disease, should I maybe select a different one? Well, some of them do, but in general. Because, you know, there's antibodies and immunity systems. But generally, they just, hey, I'm just going to hit that, kill, eat that, go after that thing, right? They don't really choose. So anyway, I hope you all understand. I try to make, again, sales simple. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to contact me. My email is on my website there on BBS Radio. Again, it is going to be, an extraordinary year. Next week, do listen to my show. I have Nick Redfern. We will have a very in-depth talk about his new book. That should be, like I said, a fascinating show because, you know, keep out. And I wish everybody a glorious, glorious weekend. And God bless you all and love and light until next time. Thank you. God bless you.